the Memorare. Remember, O most gracious Virgin Mary, that never was it known that anyone who fled to your protection, implored your help, or sought your intercession was left unaided. Inspired by this confidence, I fly to you, O Virgin of Virgins, my Mother. To you I come, before you I stand, sinful and sorrowful. O Mother of the Word incarnate, despise not my petitions, but in your mercy, hear and answer me. Amen.
All across the Gulf South,
it's 7 a.m.
Time to wake up
on Catholic Community Media.
Good morning. You're listening to Wake Up on this beautiful Tuesday morning. You are tuning your heart to the truth with us today. I'm Gabby Smith, along with Damian Collado and David Dawson. Hey, guys. Good morning.
Good morning, Gabby. How you doing?
Good. I'm doing good. How are you?
All right.
Damian? I'm fine.
Damian bought donuts. Right? He's doing great, too.
Oh, yeah. Everybody's on a sugar high right now. By the way, today being 7-11, July 11th,
we should get Slurpees?
They're free.
Oh,
okay. Pretty sure you
free
can.
Small, yeah, was at the yeah, free small okay. Slurpees at 7-Eleven. If they're in your neighborhood, stop in and cool off because it's going to be a hot one. But before we get to the weather, we always begin with prayer. In the name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit, amen. Help me, great Saint Benedict, to live and die as a faithful child of God, to run in the sweetness of his loving will, and to attain the eternal happiness of heaven. We ask this through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Amen. In the name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit, amen. Saint Benny, pray for us.
Benny, I don't think he goes by that, but you know. I'll have to check my medal and see what it says there.
We'll learn more about him later on in today's show.
You've never been called Davey?
No, Dave, well, you know.
Dave
Davey,
or
no,
David. Yeah, okay,
hey, Dave. David is good, like Benedict.
Well, yeah, okay.
All right. Go ahead, Gabby.
Yes. Please.
Okay.
Yeah, where were you?
He's only saying that because you can't have a nickname with Damien. He can make everyone else have nicknames, but you can't.
Oh, you're right.
Do you, can Wait, you make you a nickname think? With Damien?
I'm not going to tell you my nicknames, believe me. They're not.
And they don't even sound like Damien, do they?
No. I can, but they're not for. The FCC would jump in quickly.
We'd have to hit that mute button.
Sure, we're off
we're
the air.
We're starting off with some events in our listening area. We will give you details about all of these events can be found on our website calendar at ccmedia.live. That is coming up in 8 minutes. Father Brad Doyle joins us in 18 minutes. He's a pastor over at Our Lady of Mount Carmel in St. Francisville. And today he's going to be giving us an update on how his parish is doing and the gift shop if you're heading over to St. Francisville, which is such a pretty part of the Diocese of Baton Rouge. Stop over
it
there
is beautiful.
And say hello. Mm-hmm. Highly recommend, by the way. Mm-hmm. I love St. Francisville.
Thank you.
In 35 minutes, Patricia Davis joins us. She is a superintendent of Catholic schools for the Diocese of Baton Rouge. And today we're going to be talking about communication as we are nearing closer to the first day of school in the Diocese of Baton Rouge. And in 48 minutes, Matt Estrada joins us. He is a Catholic author and founder of Catholic Aging with Peace with Dementia Rosary. He'll be giving us an update, and I have to say, Matt always has some wonderful insights on how to take care of loved ones, or if you're a caregiver, for those struggling with dementia. Looking forward to hearing from Matt today. He always has a great segment.
Okay, and something you may not be looking forward to hear about is the weather, because it is just plumb hot. If you haven't figured it out by now, one thing we do here at Catholic Community Radio is tell the truth, and I'm telling you the truth. It is hot. Okay, the high is going to be 93, heat index 104, partly cloudy skies, scattered showers. Same thing we've been getting the last 3 or 4 days. 50-50 chance of rain, but the rain chances diminished to only 20% beginning tomorrow, all the way through the rest of the week. You know what that means, Dave?
Hotter.
Yes, exactly. Highs are going to be in the upper 90s, may hit 100 in some places.
Oh, no, don't do the heat index thing.
I'm not. Okay, lows are going to be at 80, okay? 80 is the low. And that's hot.
Oh, man.
Okay. Temperatures in and around the area. Home at Thibodeau, 80 degrees. 78 in Covington. New Orleans, it's 82. Baton Rouge, it's 80. And in Bay St. Louis, 79. Don't go far. Events are coming up on Wake Up.
Good Tuesday morning. I'm Father Chris Decker, and today's gospel is taken from Matthew chapter 9. A demoniac who could not speak was brought to Jesus, and when the demon was driven out, the mute man spoke. The crowds were amazed and said, "Nothing like this has ever been seen in Israel." But the Pharisees said, "He drives out demons by the prince of demons." Jesus went around to all the towns and villages, teaching in their synagogues, proclaiming the gospel of the kingdom, and curing every disease and illness. At the sight of the crowds, his heart was moved with pity for them, because they were troubled and abandoned, like sheep without a shepherd. Then he said to his disciples, "The harvest is abundant, but the laborers are few. So ask the master of the harvest to send out laborers for his harvest." We've heard the gospel, and so now we reflect.
Any person in the vice grip of sin is helpless like this mute demoniac in today's gospel. Behind the scene was a dramatic tug-of-war for his soul between the possessing demon and the man's companions. Demons have the advantage over merely human compassion and virtue, until Christ intervenes, as he does in this narrative. Freed from the power of the devil, this man is now free to serve and love God. Where would any of us be were it not for the conspiracy of love and mercy behind our backs by those who carry us on the litter of their prayers? Proud intellectuals like the Pharisees are often blind to the truths that are obvious to those who are not caught up in themselves. And thus, George Orwell observed, "Some ideas are so stupid, only intellectuals believe them." The Pharisees boxed themselves in a prison that made it impossible for them to engage in God's mercy, who is as unpredictable as a raging fire. Those who do not repent cannot avoid God's justice. The depth of Jesus' compassion is captured in the Greek text, which literally says, "He felt pity for them in his bowels." In other words, the compassionate one was more afflicted by their suffering than the sufferers themselves. In contrast, false shepherds of every age, including those in the church, abandon the people in favor of their own religious theories and perversions. The literal translation graphically expresses the results. They were mangled and cast away like sheep without a shepherd. Jesus will heal human distress when he, too, will be mangled and cast away. All Christians are called to be workers in God's vineyard, not only priests and religious, but regardless of our state in life, unless we do what Jesus does as he does it, and by virtue of the power that flows from Christ, all human effort and planning in God's vineyard are nothing more than vain daydreams and a useless squandering of our energy. Then they become empty attempts at self-glorification. Have a wonderful day. This is Jimmy Sakers.
Thank you, James, because my crew doesn't like Jimmy and
or Jimmy
Dave
Baby.
Or Jimmy Baby. So thank you, James.
James is good.
We appreciate it.
Yes.
Father Christian. And we have some events
Christian.
We want to share with
Chris.
What's
I
that?
I don't think that's
not,
right.
Not, I think it's Christopher.
So. But, yeah. But what is he? A Christian, right?
Oh, okay. All right. He's a Catholic, but yes.
Hey, I think we're going in a different direction.
Hey, y'all are forcing me to do that. I'm just trying to get to some events that are taking place.
Oh, my God.
And y'all start making fun of me.
Do it as formal as possible.
Y'all keep this up. I'm going to call Vince Liberto, and he will put an end to all this. My paisan in New Orleans, okay? Who's part of the Catholic
community.
Community team.
Just call
He'll
Vince.
Be on our side.
Yeah, I
Do
know
it.
Who Vince
call
is going to be with.
All right. Well, let's get to let's get to the truth here.
All right.
Just want to mention Deacon Joseph Laperouse and Deacon Matthew Prosperi. I hope I'm saying
hope,
that right.
Yes.
Is they're being ordained to the priesthood, July 15th. That's this Saturday morning at 10:30 at St. Joseph Co-Cathedral, because we have a St. Joseph Cathedral here in Baton Rouge Diocese, but it's located on Canal Boulevard in Thibodaux, mm-hmm. And if you would like to attend, It's at 10:30. There's going to be a reception to follow at the Oaks of Thibodaux. So congratulations. Two new priests coming to the priesthood in the Diocese of the home of Thibodaux.
Yes,
also, Dominican Father Emmanuel Solorzano Zerpa has been named the new director of the Hispanic Apostolate for the Archdiocese of New Orleans. He's replacing Father Sergio Serrano, who we all know. Served in that position for 10 years, but now he's moving on. In fact, he's heading to Florida. He's going to work for a nonprofit over there beginning August 1st.
Oh,
so
wow.
Congratulations to both.
Oh, wow.
Yes.
There's going to be a women's, there'll be a women's ACT retreat September 21 through 24. The retreat will be held at the Cynical on the Lake in Metairie, and it's beginning at 5:45 p.m. on Thursday, September 21st. And the retreat includes lodging, single occupancy rooms, I love that, all meals and supplies, and the retreat will conclude on Sunday, September 24th. At the 11 a.m. Mass at SCS, a reception and celebration will follow. For more details and where to register, go to ccmedia.live. And I guess you better do that soon.
Yeah, because the men sold out already. They're already filled.
I would not be surprised by the end of the day.
I wouldn't be surprised either.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, and SCS stands for St. Catherine Siena over in Metairie, anyone was wondering. So the Courage Ministry is resuming in August. The Courage is a ministry for men and women who experience same-sex attractions and who have made a commitment to strive for chastity. Through this ministry, those who experience same-sex attractions receive pastoral support in the form of spiritual guidance, community prayer, support, and fellowship. This is 100% confidential. Details on the time and location of these meetings will be provided upon sign up. For more information, you can go to ccmedia.live if you want to participate and be a part of Courage Ministry.
Very good. Hey, if you're retired and you're Catholic, boy, do we have something for you. You could share your lifetime of experience and get the experience of a lifetime. How do you do that? It's the Ignatian Volunteer Corps, known as IVC. It's a community of mature 50-plus men and women who use their time and talents to help others. I think that's wonderful. IVC members commit one or two days per week to work directly with nonprofit service organizations to address poverty as well as marginalization. And if you'd like to learn more, all you have to do is go to ccmedia.live. We have all the details there, including a website on how to sign up. All right, folks. What you think? 15 after the hour. It's Tuesday, and you're listening to Wake Up. Get up, get going. It's going to be a great one.
This is Franciscan Media's Saint of the Day for July 11th. Today, we celebrate Saint Benedict. Benedict was born around 480 into a distinguished family in central Italy. After studying in Rome and being disillusioned by war and an accompanying loss of morality, he withdrew from the world, spending several years in a cave high in the mountains. When others joined him, requesting that he lead them, Benedict had the idea of gathering various families of monks into one grand monastery. He began to build what was to become one of the most famous monasteries in the world, Monte Cassino. The rule of Saint Benedict that gradually emerged from this community was based on a life of liturgical prayer, study, manual labor, and living together under a common head known as the abbot or father. Emphasis was placed on moderation in all things, hospitality for travelers, and concern for neighbors living in the countryside surrounding the monastery. Benedict died in 543. During the Middle Ages, all Western monasticism was gradually brought under Benedict's rule. The Church has been blessed through Benedictine devotion to the liturgy, not only in its actual celebration in the great abbeys, with rich and proper ceremony, but also through the scholarly studies of many of its members. There's more about the saints along with inspiration and Catholic resources at our website, saintoftheday.org. From Franciscan Media, this has been Saint of the Day.
It is 19 past the hour. You are tuning your heart to the truth with us today. I'm Gabby Smith along with David Dawson and Damian Collado, And our first guest today is Father Brad Doyle. Father Brad is a pastor over at Our Lady of Mount Carmel in St. Francisville. And today he's going to give us an update on how he's doing, what his parish is up to, and take a little sneak peek at that beautiful gift shop, which I love gift shops, you guys. I can't wait to talk about this. Yeah. Father Brad, thank you so much for being with us today.
Of course. Thanks for having me.
Yes. Well, you know, Father Brad, one of my favorite things to do, we would go and visit my grandfather every now and then. We would go and just spend the day in St. Francisville, tour the cemeteries, which maybe sounds weird, but you need to go.
No, it's beautiful.
Because it's one of the things to do.
Yeah.
Take a stroll downtown and head over to Our Lady of Mount Carmel. So how have you guys been? How is it over there?
It is fantastic. It's hot as everywhere in South Louisiana and Texas has been lately. But it is a beautiful place to live and to, you know, pastor. It's a real blessing that I've been given by the bishop, and I've been here for 2 years now, and I just started my third year in July. It's been fantastic. And you said earlier, you know, visiting the cemetery, and it might sound weird, but it's actually not, you know, like it's what's called memento mori, you know, remember your death. Like, it's good for us as Christians. That's why I think it's cool when people visit places like St. Francisville or New Orleans and they have the cemetery tours, as long as they're respectful and prayerful.
Yeah.
Those are good things, because it reminds us that we're not just here about us and our one generation, but we have a past and we have a future, you know?
Yes. Well, and you go up to the top of the hill and you can see just the Mississippi River and just the beauty of the cute little town that is St. Francisville. And you also have a wonderful little gift shop as well over there to help support the parish. So can you tell our listeners a little bit more about this gift shop, so whenever they go to St. Francisville, maybe they can stop by?
Absolutely. So there's this little building on the property. Has been various things throughout the years. It was built in 1921. The church is built in 1851. A couple years ago made 150 years. But this building was that the gift shop is now. It was an office. It was storage. It was a convent, actually, where sisters would stay teaching catechism throughout the summers. At some point in our history, the summertime was whenever we did the catechism classes, and sisters would stay there, so it was called the convent. And when I got here, it was kind of one of the buildings that hadn't been looked at in a while. All the other buildings have been renovated very thoughtfully, and this one I was like, hey, I don't want to lose this building. So we put some money into it, and we made it Catholic Hill Art and Gifts. So Catholic Hill is the name of our hill, which, you know, if you walk around St. Francisville and people would be like, oh yeah, it's over, go to Catholic Hill and do the look off, like as you said, like looking out over Bayou Sarah and stuff. So we kind of took that and we said, that's a cool name, you know, because it's just Catholic Hill. It is open. we changed the hours a little bit because of just volunteers and having a we found the sweet spot, and the sweet spot is we are open around mass times on the weekend. So if you want to visit Catholic Art and Gifts, guess what? You got to go to mass. got them. And come up to Catholic Hill of St. Francisville, Our Lady of Mount Carmel, around mass. And mass times are 4:30 on Saturdays. At Mount Carmel is 9:45 and 11:30. We also have an 8 o'clock in Jackson at Perpetual Help, but that's not, there's no gift shop there.
Oh, I love it. Well, and we've been talking heavily on the Eucharistic revival at the parish level. Are you guys doing anything special during the Eucharistic revival?
Absolutely. So what we're doing is I'm just preaching particularly about that, and keep that in mind. We do have adoration on Thursdays from noon to 5 o'clock, and it ends with chanted Vespers. So we're really trying to focus on that. And then what we decided to do as a parish is instead of doing a Corpus Christi procession, which, you know, is the traditional time for a Eucharistic procession, the obviously the traditional feast day for it. It's in the summer, and it's hard. And what our parish decided was hard to walk, you know, and ask the elderly and people in South Louisiana. It's humid, it's hot, and it's a good sacrifice for some, but we decided to move that Eucharist procession to Christ the King Sunday, which is the last Sunday before Advent, which is a little more pleasant. Nice. for Louisiana folks, you know.
Yeah.
It's November, you're getting ready for the holidays, mm-hmm. and so we include our First Communion kids. They throw rose petals out in front of the church as Jesus rides his donkey, which is me, down the steps out of the church. And I always call myself the donkey, you know. When I'm carrying the Eucharistic procession,
there
like,
you go.
I am a donkey.
Father Brad, real quick, I know Sunday is the feast day of Our Lady of Mount Carmel. And
yeah.
Anything you doing special for that?
Oh, my goodness. Are we doing anything special? Come on. So people don't know this. So
no, that's why I figured you'd mention. I knew you had something up your sleeve. I just want everybody here, and maybe they'll go.
Yeah, so this year is a special year because it falls on the Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
Every other year, you can move your patronal feast to the nearest Sunday. I don't know if people didn't know that, but let's say April 23rd is the Feast of St. George and it falls on a Thursday. Well, if you're at St. George, you can move it to the Sunday and celebrate it if it's an ordinary time, some special things. Well, this year, I don't have to do that. July 16th falls on a Sunday.
Wow.
So we're using a special mass, the common of Blessed Virgin Mary. We have readings. We have a 10-person choir. We're singing the Missa da Angelis. So we're really going all out with that polyphony. If you want to hear some of the best talent in the Diocese of Baton Rouge that comes from Diocese of Baton Rouge, we have some great people singing with our choir that are coming in. And we're going to, we're going to have a little festival. So we have a blues band. Okay. We have a barbecue, award-winning barbecue. We have bingo. So it's blues, bingo, barbecue.
Bingo.
Wow.
And I think there's another B. It's called beer. That's in there. and we have cornhole. So that's the C, a cornhole tournament. But I think that's full. All the
you got Damien on cornhole.
That,
there you go. Yeah, I'm just wondering if you're going to do some special dancing, too.
You know what? When I win the cornhole tournament, I'll cut a jig on.
You can two-step with the best of them.
Okay, so what mass is this going to be around? When you're doing this?
What mass?
The 11:30 mass. 11:30 mass, and after that, we'll have our festival. So the last mass of the weekend, we will be, just be prepared. We also have two baptisms at that mass. We're really celebrating. It's going to be a beautiful celebration.
This is a destination. Yeah. I mean, this is worth it. It's so beautiful up in St. Francisville. Mm-hmm. It's a little cooler up there, for that matter, you know. When I go up there, it is really, really nice. And it's, gosh, would that be fun this weekend, right?
Well, go
to beautiful mass and cornhole, beer, barbecue.
Dave and cornhole, man, he can't get it out of his head.
I'm just thinking of the beer and barbecue. Yeah, that sounds awesome.
Father Brad, how's the new seminarian working out? Tell everybody about Mr. Poydras.
Ailey Poydras is doing well. Yeah, he's so if people don't know, seminarians during the summer, they have various summer assignments, which sometimes it's Spanish immersion where you're learning Spanish. Sometimes it's, CPE, which is going to a hospital to learn how to be a chaplain in the hospital settings, because as a priest, you're often there. Well, most of the time, you really need to know what it's like to be in a parish and do parish things. You know, seminary is very particular. You're a big group of guys. You're studying. You're learning. You're getting fed. But then, you know, parish life is, there might be two priests at a parish or one priest at a parish. You have to be intentional about relationships. You got to learn how to work with, parishioners and different groups, from the youth group all the way up to the prime timers, is what we call it, the 50-year-olds. So Ailey has been on my hip the whole time. He's teaching a Bible study. He is at every meeting, and he's soaking it up. He's a good guy.
Great.
That's so great. Fun. I love that. Well, Father Brad, one more time, tell us the date and time of the festival this Sunday, and where can we go to find out more information about what's going on in your parish?
Absolutely. So 11:30 Mass starts obviously with every festival. It comes from feast. So there was always a feast day associated with every festival, right? You worshiped. Culture comes from cultus, which is worship. So Mass, 11:30. And then after we have our festival, and we'll have chairs, but bring a folding chair. It might be helpful if you're coming out. And if there's overflow, if it gets too packed, we'll have the hall open with the Mass on as well. And we'll be able to celebrate. And then, our parish website is FelicianaCatholic.org. FelicianaCatholic.org. And I've got all the information you need right there.
Excellent. Yeah, definitely make an effort to go out and take a look at least once, if not this Sunday. Definitely go, and the fall is a perfect time to do that as well. Thank you so much, Father Brad Doyle, pastor over at Our Lady of Mount Carmel in St. Francisville. Thank you for being with us today.
Absolutely. Thank you all for having me.
Road trip.
All right.
I'm going.
Yes, definitely. Dr. Patricia Davis, Superintendent of Catholic Schools for the Diocese of Baton Rouge, joins us when we return from the break. It is 8:30 the hour on Wake Up.
Past the hour, you are tuning your heart to the truth on Wake Up. I'm David Dawson, along with Gabby Smith and Damian Collado. And, you're not late for work, but you might want to think about doing that as you get in your car. Gabby, we have a lot of things going on up and coming in our events, don't we?
Yes, we do. You can find all of these events at ccmedia.live. But one of the things you can do is keep in touch with us on social media, or keep in touch with us through our newsletter. You can join our newsletter email list by going to ccmedia.live and scroll to the very bottom of the page. There you will see a sign-up form to receive our newsletter. Our next newsletter will be coming to your way actually tomorrow, by way of email. So you'll get an update on our towers, how we're doing,
yes,
you know, opportunities to be a part of Catholic Community Media. And of course, you'll be in the know. So definitely sign up for our newsletter.
You know what I forgot to mention, by the way, Gabby, when we were speaking with Father Brad, we have a new signal. It's stronger. 1380 AM's signal is better and better. And we are covering St. Francisville. So I was pretty excited about that. So you can listen as you're heading up to the festival this weekend. All the way up there, you can listen to 1380 all the way up there.
Good.
Wouldn't that be neat?
Yeah. Hey, you know what? I don't know if y'all knew this or not, but there's 10 things you might want to know from the latest survey on the Catholic Church.
Do I want to know? Is it good
I
stuff?
I do.
Okay.
What is it?
I think you do. The total number of Catholics across the world has now reached just under 1.4 billion.
Oh, nice. Okay.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
Wow.
Probably because of Catholic radio.
Could be.
Yes.
It's an increase of just over 1%.
Nice.
And even though it doesn't match the world's total population increase of 1.6%, every person born is going to be a Catholic. So anyway, just thought I'd share that little tidbit. And however, I want to share one more real quick.
Okay.
The total number of priests continues to decrease.
Uh-oh.
And so the reason I mention that is we need to pray for our priests, for our deacons, and all religious, especially our bishops, cardinals, and pope.
Yes, indeed. Agreed. They always need prayer. Those guys work so hard. They do so much for us. Speaking of working hard, even though it's summertime, we're still working on the school year coming up. And right now we have Dr. Patricia Davis with us. She's the superintendent of Catholic Schools of the Diocese of Baton Rouge. Good morning, Doctor.
Good morning.
So these aren't I'm fine. These aren't exactly slow times for you. Everybody else is on vacation and you're probably putting in overtime, huh?
Well, it truly is. Probably one of the busiest times of our year, to be honest,
right.
As well as at the school level, too. We've got principals, working straight away right now.
Right. I mean, this is the downtime when everybody can get a whole lot of work done. Other than that, you're just on maintenance while the school year is going, right?
On maintenance? I don't think we're ever on maintenance.
But, okay.
So, You know, this summer, though, we really have had a very active June and going into July as well. So we've engaged with teacher summits, principal leadership summit. We're having the principal cohort going on right now, and just many activities throughout the summer. You know, we've stopped the year, and we have a little time to reflect, and we evaluate the year here at the diocese as well as the principals. Mm-hmm. And then we take a breather and renew, and then we start making plans for the new year. So we're already, you know, our calendars are set, and we're already engaging speakers and all the things, professional development that we do for the upcoming year. So we don't really have the break that people think and always comment, how's your summer break?
Exactly. Exactly. Because if I'm not mistaken, you have had workshops and are still having them. Is that right?
Yes, we started out in June. We have an annual Teacher Summer Institute, and this summer it was really, I think, very successful. We did things with STEM and project-based learning. We engaged in how to set up inquiry-based labs, building lessons, very interactive. And I think the teachers, the feedback on that was really positive.
Okay.
Then we went into our growth mindset with the teachers as well, helping them to set up a growth mindset, interactive, engaging teacher strategies and those kind of things. So I think that was a very successful week with the teachers, had a huge turnout for that.
Right.
Then we turned right around and went into our summer leadership for our principals and assistant principals, and that was a good success. We had Dr. Michelle Johnson came from Loyola in New Orleans and spoke on her book, The Seismic Shift in Leadership.
Mm.
And we had Michael Curran Hayes talking about problem-solving analysis, situation appraisal. Now, that was a lot of work on Michael Curran Hayes. He really had us digging into the problem analysis. Sometimes I think that, you know, it's great to learn about these things. It's harder to implement those type things because it takes so much time that we sometimes need but don't have. We're going to work on that one.
Well, I always...
And we got real good feedback about Dr. Johnson as well on her book.
Okay.
Hope to have her back.
Oh, that's... Sure. You had mentioned STEM a little earlier. What is that?
Mm-hmm. Well, science, technology, engineering, and math, but
wow.
I always put art in there. Some people put the R in there for religion, but for me, I think that's redundant. Everything we do, is our foundation is built on our faith.
There you
go. So these are programs, and we are working steadily with the rest of the world, trying to engage with those things like STEM that change, well, you know, every month. Right now, the big topic is AI and how that is used in our schools and our universities and how we can use it productively, but it's a new world. You have to keep up with it.
Mm-hmm. I mean, really, that kind of snuck up on everybody. Is that a blessing or is that a challenge?
You know, I've been to two conferences this summer. Of course, that's the topic, and I've seen some really good things. I went to a conference in New Orleans with Frank Donaldson's School and Parish Development Institute, and he had a speaker in that's really done some great things with marketing, you know, and I think it could be a tool for setting a framework, but I think the fear is sometimes the plagiarism aspect of it with students or in the university. So, you know, the verdict's out. I'm just always listening and trying to learn about that, though.
Yeah,
Dr. Davis, it can be scary, but you know, my husband and I were actually having this conversation because our generation had the time, kind of like the best of both worlds, where we actually had to go to the library at one point in time and actually do our research, and then we transitioned over to Google, and you know, as time went on, and did our research on a computer where we could just search something instead of actually going to the library and finding that source.
Sure.
So I think this is just going to be another way of doing that. However, I think there's going to be websites that can combat plagiarism with AI-generated essays.
Right, that's what I was going to talk
about. To help, like we had to do, we always always had to submit our essay on a plagiarism website that would tell our teacher exactly, if we plagiarize, where we got that source and not from a reliable source, from our own writing. So I think there's it's a blessing and a curse, like with every new technology that we have.
You just
that
have to
arises.
Learn how to use it productively. And, you know, I listened to a homily with Father Barron,
Bishop Barron. Right.
And he has the word on fire. I'm sorry to say Father. I know he's a bishop.
I know. But, we say Father still on the radio, too.
And he had an interesting, you know, take on that. And, you know, we're just going to have to really stay with our faith and what we know is right and how to use the tools that are in our world and not be swayed by, you know.
Beautiful. That's
technology.
What it comes down to first. Mm-hmm. I mean, really, no, you're absolutely right. If you lay down that foundation. Right. Well, Dr. Davis, thank you once again for joining us. We're going to be praying for you as the school year starts, you know.
Yes.
And we're looking forward to talking to you again soon.
And thank you for having us on your show.
All right.
We appreciate it.
Wonderful. God bless.
Y'all have a great day.
All right. Thanks. When we come back, Damien's going to be talking to Matt Estrad. It is 45 past the hour on Wake Up.
Minutes before the top of the hour on this happy Tuesday morning, you're listening to Wake Up, where we tune your heart to the truth. And if you're watching us on Catholic Life TV in Baton Rouge, we say hello to you as well, and thanks for watching. Right now, we have Matt Estrad. He is the Catholic author and founder of Catholic Aging with the Peace with Dementia Rosary, here to chat a little bit today about today's topic, which is, I want to discuss the difference between normal brain aging and dementia. And so, Matt, good morning, and tell us a little bit about the difference.
Good morning, Damien. Blessing to be here. Yeah, so this is a topic that's on, I think, on the minds of many people as we get older. You know, is my losing the keys or getting turned around in traffic? You know, is this something, you know, that's just going to happen, or is it something to really be concerned about? And it depends on what the matter is. So, you know, we're and actually, let me step back even from the normal aging part. Something like I think all of us do, even from a younger age, we might walk into a room and forget why we walked in. Like, what did we come in there to get? And we could retrace our steps, and then we'll go back to where we were. We'll remember that. Same thing, misplacing keys, occasional errors in a bill here or there, trying to find a word that's on the tip of your tongue. So that's kind of like normal throughout the life course. As we get older, you know, there are going to be some changes. And sometimes that's just because we're multitasking, or we have kids, and we have a job, and we have, you know, 10 sports to go to. So we have a lot of things in our minds. So sometimes, you know, it's concentration and being able to focus. But as we get older, it is, you know, there is going to be a somewhat of a decrease in how we can recall things or how we're able to do things. The concern comes when you're trying to do something you've always done, like use the washing machine, use the dishwasher, get to a familiar place. Those are things where it's kind of like, it's not time to panic at all. It's never time to panic, but maybe it's time to start talking with your family, your spouse, about some of these things. And sometimes it's the person that's experiencing this is not realizing it. Sometimes they are, but sometimes they're not aware, and someone else might bring it to them. And it's always a toss up as to how that might be accepted by the person. You know, I think we're hesitant to bring up things like this to others, and, you know, because it's going to worry them.
Yeah, exactly. And so what are, it's interesting that you said you backtrack. It's amazing how the brain works, where when you do backtrack, you remember what you were looking for, though you forgot it just moments ago. And, you know, I guess my question, and the reason I wanted to bring this up, because it's top of mind. We see it right now in our country and our world. The Pope, he's 86. seems to have a great mind. Spotty's not doing too great, but has a great mind. Yet we got a president who's 80. I'm not sure where he's at. And so people will say that, you know, oh, it's because he's getting old. Do you see signs? I mean, can you determine, or how does one determine, hey, is it really dementia or is it just old age?
Yeah, you know, it's so hard to tell, you know, from TV or, you know, listening to somebody. You know, you can have suspicions, but only until, you know, someone really goes into the doctor's office. And even, you know, the primary care physician, when they can do just a basic screening, and then if that finds something, you know, do some more cognitive testing. But I think many times we think, well, if I'm having some memory challenges, I need to go to neurology. And I'm not saying to not go to neurology, but your first stop should be your primary care physician. And I've kind of shopped this opinion around to other physicians. And there are many reasons, and neurologists. And there are, you know, many reasons to go to your primary care physician, your internist first. They know you. They know your history typically. Maybe they've already started to do this, with which Medicare wants physicians to do an annual cognitive screening so they can get a baseline and kind of see changes over time. And many times it's easier to get into your primary care physician's office or even nurse practitioner before a neurology. Neurology is like 3 to 6 months wait typically. So it's getting that screening, and I can understand this is the first mini chapter of the piece with Dementia Rosary. You know, we talk about that idea, how scary it is that if you have suspicions of an impairment, that, you know, who wants to go into the office? Because, you know, what if he or she finds something, you know, really going on with me? Mm-hmm. Now, sometimes it can be something reversed. It can be a vitamin deficiency. It can be a thyroid situation. So there are some things that they're going to rule out. I've been told about 10% of cases can be ruled out. They find something to correct it. Sleep apnea is another thing. Infection.
Right.
But to go there is so important, because if there is something, you want to catch it early. Because even though there is not a cure, so to speak, there are some recent drugs that have come out that I know a little bit about. But there is no cure. But we want to find out, because, you know, this is time to, like, you know, in a positive way, circle the wagons and build support and say, like, okay, what's important to me? Do I want to, you know, do we want to start traveling where we haven't been before? You know, these are some activities I want to make sure that we're doing. You know, so kind of like putting supports in place, like any kind of disability, physical disability that someone will have. So, you know, I highly encourage people, if they have concerns, go to your primary care physician. And it's even okay to get a second opinion after that. Further testing and whatnot.
Exactly. And one thing that's available, and it's very, it's free, is your website. And you have something new that you've added. You got it up and running, DementiaRosie.com Engage. Share with us in the final minute what that is all about, so people can go to it and learn more about what to do in those situations.
Yeah, so the website as a whole has videos, it has articles, all of this is free information. The website that you mentioned, DementiaRosary.com/engage, is a page to parishes, it's a page to priests, and it's if they want to take if they enjoy the free education, but they want to bring me into their parish, if a conference wants me to address caregivers or people who might be in that, you know, in that generation, you know, I can come in and do, you know, talks and offer, you know, more personalized things specifically to their, you know, to their parish, to their area. I can also do clergy training. So the Engage webpage is, or subpage, is really the first efforts of, you know, can we build this ministry? Like, does the church want Catholic aging to be something that reaches everyone in the pews and reaches all of our clergy, so that they can better, you know, offer pastoral care in these sort of areas? So
yeah,
I encourage people in their charity, if you could share DementiaRosary.com/engage with your priest. And a priest may hear this from 10 different people, and that would be great. But if you could get this to them, and I just posted it on Facebook last night, who knows how many souls we can reach by just that video and that, and you know, this humble ministry. That is my hope. It's God's will.
Well, you keep doing God's work, that's for sure. Mm-hmm. Matt Estrade, yep. Catholic author and expert when it comes to dementia, and we appreciate your input on a monthly basis here on Wake Up, and we hope you have a great week. And again, the website, DementiaRosary.com, and you'll find everything you need. Matt Estrade, thanks for being with us this morning.
Thank you all. God bless.
All right. What a day. In the name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit, amen. A blessing is right. And Father, in your goodness, grant me the intellect to comprehend you, the perception to discern you, and the reason to appreciate you. In your kindness, endow me with the diligence to look for you, the wisdom to discover you, and the spirit to apprehend you. Amen. Amen. In the name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit, amen.
Amen. Thank you so much for joining us. We'll catch you back here 7 a.m. Central Time. Have a wonderful Tuesday. God bless.
Wake Up is a production of Catholic Community Media.